after a mind-boggling number of tricks, about 20 feet above the enormous icy superpipe, Davis won first place.
And that name to Danny Davis, the gold medal goes to Danny Davis, Louis Vito with the silver.
Sean White's absence opened up the field for newcomers and for longtime competitors like Davis, who had always been overshadowed by White. Jacob Lyons came to the games from Salida and said he didn't mind that White wasn't competing Sunday night.
I loved it. It was awesome. Good fun. This is actually my first time coming here.
Winner Danny Davis now goes on to the Olympics in 2 weeks and could prove to be stiff competition for Sean White. Attendance was up for the X Games. ESPN announced that Saturday had set a one-day record for the number of people visiting an X Games event. 48,000 fans watched the competitions. Justin Buck Erickson was a key person in moving them in and out of Buttermilk. He's with the Aspen Skiing Company.
Controlled chaos. During the day, what we try to do is space them out because it's a trickle coming in. And then at the end of the night, we try to stage the buses so we can just load two at a time to each destination and get people home or to their vehicles as quickly as possible.
Erickson helps with logistics at the Winter X Games. He says usually about 60% of spectators go by bus. So early estimates are nearly 29,000 people took public transportation on Saturday. Like previous X Games, SkiCo brought in 20 more shuttle buses, and they're from as far away as Texas. Those are the red trolleys.
The major difference this year was the planning for the concerts and changing some of our bus routes during the down period here at Buttermilk.
Two concerts were held in Wagner Park in Aspen, and buses were there to bring spectators back to the X Games. The last time there were concerts in Wagner Park during the games, the massive people moving effort didn't go as well, with people walking along Highway 82 in the dark. This year, law enforcement says it was mostly smooth. Back at Buttermilk, at least one sponsor's booth representative was happy with this year's event. Kim Egan is with Henkel, which makes adhesives and sealants. It's the parent company for Loctite.
We are here because a lot of the athletes use our products on their snowmobiles and on their boards to keep them from falling apart.
Egan and her colleagues handed out samples of hardcore glue during the X Games. She echoed what organizers said about there being more spectators this year.
Our booth has been packed. This is our fourth year. I have to say this year has been probably one of the best years so far.
And there are five more winter games on the schedule for the coming years. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.